I prepared an invitation for tonight, and it was about the different roles that we hold in our lives. We might be an employee or a parent, or you know, different things we're doing. And when I got done preparing it, however, ironically, I realized that what I had prepared was not appropriate for the role of someone giving an invitation. So I've had to set it aside, and I'm going to talk about something else. So I'm just going to talk about what I've been thinking about lately. And what I think about a lot, I spent a lot of time thinking about the intersection of submission and liberty and the family aspects of being children of God and being brothers and sisters in Christ and how all that plays together. If everybody was like me, well, it would be a very different world. But if everyone was like me, then there would be some things that would be completely acceptable that, since everyone is not like me, are not acceptable. So an example of that would be things like Romans 14. And you have somebody that believes it's wrong to eat meat, and it would violate their conscience if they ate meat. So for instance, if somebody thought that it was okay for everyone to partake of the Lord's Supper Sunday morning, and then Sunday evening everybody partake of the Lord's Supper again, and they thought that was okay, but there was somebody else who thought it would be wrong to do that, then the person who thought it was okay to do it at both times shouldn't take that liberty to do it in the evening, where they might tempt that person who thought it was wrong to partake with them. It wouldn't be appropriate. But there are other limits besides issues of like Romans 14 and issues of conscience. There are also issues of expedience and what's helpful. We ought not do things that are unhelpful. So for instance, maybe there's somebody here that thinks it's wrong to wear a t-shirt and jeans to church. And I've seen a couple of people get up and do prayers in t-shirt and jeans, and I've done it before. And maybe somebody thinks that that's wrong. They don't think it's wrong. I misspoke before. They don't think it's wrong in and of itself, but they're distracted by it. So if somebody, for instance, stood up and they were helping with the Lord's Supper, helping serve the Lord's Supper, and then you have somebody out in the audience and they'd look at that person wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and they'd be distracted. And they wouldn't be thinking about the body and blood of Christ. They wouldn't be examining themselves. They'd be thinking about this person wearing a t-shirt and jeans. And even if it's not necessarily wrong, it doesn't matter, because why wouldn't you do something to help your brother or sister focus? Why wouldn't you do it if it's a simple thing? And so, well, I'll take it a step further. So I was doing the Lord's Supper table, and I was wearing Dockers and a polo shirt and dress shoes. And do you know why I wear polo shirts? I don't know which people know this, but like I said before, I used to wear jeans and a t-shirt. Well, the reason that I wear polo shirts most of the time now is because years ago I was wearing t-shirts, and they were just solid color t-shirts. They didn't have logos or anything. I wasn't wearing Metallica t-shirts or anything like that. I was wearing just a solid color and solid color jeans. And I was wearing it because it was comfortable. And I knew that God was worried about my heart and my reverential spirit, and that he wasn't worried about my clothes. But Jerry Gallman came up to me and he said that it was bothering some people. And in my arrogance, I said, well, it shouldn't. Well, that's not being very submissive. I said one of the things I was thinking about was submissiveness. Well, in my arrogance, I said, well, it shouldn't bother them, but I'll try and remember to wear polo shirts and not t-shirts. But honestly, I didn't try very hard. And one day, Jerry Gallman came. It was probably about, 3 months later, something like that. And he came with this big old bag of polo shirts. And I mean a bag. I mean like Santa Claus is coming to town bag of polo shirts. And he said, he told me that he wanted me to stop wearing t-shirts and to wear polo shirts because it was bugging some people. And he wasn't saying that it was wrong to wear t-shirts, but he wanted me to do this, and he handed me this bag. And that was very humbling because how arrogant had I been? And Jerry Gallman's coming up to me, having to treat me like a child. Like, you're not grown up enough to just stop bugging people. Here, I have a gigantic bag of shirts. I'm putting them in your hands. What excuse do you have now to not? Well, I haven't worn a t-shirt since. One time I had to call Stan so he could bring me a polo shirt. But I haven't worn a t-shirt since. But back, I'm sidetracked. This is why I prepare my talk, so I don't get sidetracked like this. But I was serving on the Lord's Supper table one day. I was wearing a polo shirt, Dockers, dress shoes. And later that day, somebody mentioned that they had gotten distracted because I was the only person up there that wasn't wearing a button-up shirt. Someone was wearing a suit. Someone else had a button-up shirt and a tie. Someone else had a button-up shirt. And I had a polo shirt. And they'd seen that, and they were distracted by it. It never even occurred to me. It wouldn't occur to me. I don't think about things like that. I had no idea what the other people were wearing. The reason I can tell you now what they were wearing is because the person that said they were distracted told me what they were wearing. I didn't know. Most days, I don't know what I'm wearing. If you just grab me by the neck and then let me look down and say, what are you wearing? I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't think about those things. So I wear polo shirts now because I've been supplemented with various bags of polo shirts since that first one too. But now I try to think whenever I'm going to be up here in front of the congregation to wear a button-up shirt. So, how far does it go? I mean, you want to submit to the brethren and the sistren, but if you stop everything that distracts people, you're not going to be able to do anything. I mean, you know what distracts me? Paisleys. Paisleys distract me. I don't know why. I get lost in the pattern. I get looking at that. Does that mean all of you should go off and find your paisley blouses and paisley ties or whatever and throw them away? No, because I have a job to focus. I have a job to focus, and I can do that. And I'm strong enough to listen to Stan preach or whatever without trying to determine the fractals in your shirt. Another example would be, I thought for a while that it was going to drive me crazy that the song leaders announced the invitation song not before the sermon, but before the song before the sermon. I thought it was just going to drive me batty. And I've seen some people that you know, are trying to get to the invitation song and mark it, and we've already started singing the other one, and they don't know where it is. So should the song leaders stop doing that because it... Well, they might, but not because it's driving me crazy. Just because it drives me crazy doesn't mean that it's not the most profitable thing to do. And that's really what it comes down to. You want to do the thing that's most profitable. And I've talked about that before on another invitation. But at the beginning I said I was thinking about submissiveness and liberty and the family aspects of the church. Well, it all comes down to what's most profitable. Is it the most profitable thing for me to stop wearing t-shirts to assembly? It probably is. Is it the most profitable thing for you to throw all your paisley clothes away? It's probably not. Is it the most profitable thing for me to stop wearing the mountain of polo shirts I now own? It might be. I have to think about it. And that's really the second point, is that we need to think about it. The whole call of the Lord is a call to a life of service. And we have to think about it. We have to really consider, and we have to pray for wisdom so that we can think about it and pick the thing that's most profitable. And think about what? Think about everything. All aspects of life. But the most important thing is the Word of God. So you're going to have to study it so you can properly think about it. And if you study very long, you'll discover that we are called to repent of our misdeeds and to turn to the Lord, confessing Him and being baptized into the kingdom of heaven. And if you've been baptized, then you've done some study. And if you're off the path that you should be, you know it. And so come back. If you need to, come and confess your sins in front of the assembly and ask God for forgiveness, and we will pray with you and for you. So if you have need of the invitation, please come forward while we stand and sing.